This is KD2FPM on frequency. If no one will take the net, I can run it. All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James, and this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on January 19, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. All are welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Right now we're looking for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. All right, I believe that call was N2KPR. Go ahead, I don't have your name and I apologize.
Yep, the name is Rich. I live over in Boonville. I'm sitting just about on top of the repeater here. I'm only a few miles away from it. I live here in Courtney Village. Still hoping to find a piece of land so I can get out of here and build my own house. I know I'm getting old for that stuff, but hey, I'm not dead yet, so why not give it a shot? Got a little chill here today. It did get below zero. Don't know what the actual temperature was, but I know I was not going outside for any reason. I think it was up right up around 5 degrees. I don't believe it got much over that again. Not by the looks of the cars around here, anyway. But it's supposed to warm up, and by the weekend, maybe get in a few sprinkles and then some more snow. Which, I don't mind. I'm born and raised in snow country, so it don't bother me with that. I don't have to touch it. Okay, back to you. This is N2KPR, saying 7388, everybody. N2KPR.
Okay, Rich, yeah, I was going to say, you're getting in there really nice, so I thought maybe you might be sitting right on top of it, and I kept looking at my Echolink to see if maybe you were there, because that's how clear it was, so that was really neat. All right, we're still looking for any battery portables or mobile stations. Come now, please. All right, we're moving along. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Juliet Whiskey Charlie. Matt and Oneana checking in by Echolink.
KD2FPM, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. This is KA3TFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough, also checking in through the Echolink system.
Okay, we're acknowledging KD2JWC and KA3TFB. Tom, if you want to jump in there, feel free, KD2KAM. I'm just waiting on you. Okay, he may be having some issues because I know he was working on his Echolink on the previous net. I tell you what, KD2JWC, Matt, we'll start with you really quick, and then on deck we'll have KA3TFB, Bill. And so, Matt, go ahead, take the floor.
Thank you, Kevin. KD2JWC, apparently showing 8 degrees here in Oneonta. Not sure what you're showing, but you're probably close. No wind chill, that's nice, so it's actually 8 degrees, but it feels like, it's telling me it feels like 2. Don't know if the weather station's telling the truth, but just sitting here working on some fire reports and trying to get some stuff set up for this coming year, and checking in with everybody up in the North Country on Echolink and the Boonville Repeater. This is KD2JWC, back to net control.
All right, yeah, Matt, KD2FBM, net control here for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, I've got 11 degrees on the other side of town here, so there's just a couple degrees difference between us, and I can actually feel the chill pushing into the house again, so that's not fun. All right, Bill, KA3TFB, you are on deck. Go ahead, take it away.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB. Hello, good evening to the net from Franklin Park Borough. We are experiencing 18 degrees and rising. It'll be our lowest temperature now, and we'll be up above freezing tomorrow. Imagine that. The sun did shine today. Imagine that also. So I can't hope for anything better. We had on the other Echolink here, we have this other guy logging on. He appears to be logging on two different types of equipment, because of the fact that his name changes. And if he doesn't realize which one he logs on to, he will never get on. You can't log on both at the same time. That's what it looks at my end. Of course, I haven't listened to what kind of problems he's experiencing, but if he doesn't realize that's what's happening to him, he's going to have water in his car. Hey, anyhow, good hearing from everybody on the beginning end. I can't see who's later on. But I tip my hat and hope for the best. And let's all become happy in life. You know, you don't have to be a rich man to be happy. But it pays. And two things I need to tell amateurs, especially the men. Two things that cost you money. And you might have some worries. One, a woman on roller skates. And number two, anything that has wheels on it. With that in mind, LOLKA3TFB back to net control, and we'll be listening.
Okay, I had to regain my composure on that one. That was funny. All right, KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Tom, I tell you what, if you can, try to see if you can give it a try. Hopefully you can get in here really quick. Okay, I guess KD2KAM may still be experiencing some trouble. I'll tell you what, I'll come back, Tom. Hopefully you can resolve your issues. I'm going to move on really quick, so don't go anywhere, Tom. Hopefully we'll get back to you in just a couple minutes here. KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
M2PFM, good evening.
Okay, N2PFM, George, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead, you have the floor.
Well, thank you for giving me the floor there, Kevin James. And we got a temperature here of 13 degrees. Today's temperatures were 13 and 13. 13 below this morning and 13 above right now. So that's the situation here, and no freeze-ups or anything. Heat tape and trickling the water a little. Ran fine, no problems. Wood stove chugging away, and also the wall gas heater was also running too. So that's about what's going on. There's a bad injury somewhere around the front tail right now. With that, we'll say, I should say that's one of the good things about that new trunking radio system there in Lewis County. We can hear that. They got all your police, you got your EMS and your fire and everything on that trunk too, so you hear just about everything now. That will say God bless, 73, Zen 2, PFM clear.
Of death, and I quick dove into my mobile unit here, so hopefully you guys can still hear me. All right, we're going to move on and still look for any and all stations. Come now, please.
Can I get into PFM there?
Yeah, into PFM. Go ahead. You had something else to add?
Well, I just gave my whole thing about how the temperature here was 13 above. It was 13 below this morning, so we have rolled at 13 and 13 with a temperature of 13 below and 13 above. I mentioned that, and then after that, when I hung up, it was just blank, nothing there, and I didn't know if the echo link went down, if I stopped transmitting, or what the heck had happened. Okay, N2PFM clear, God bless, and 73s, N2PFM clear.
No, you did fine. I actually, as you unkeyed, all of a sudden my computer just kind of froze, and then all of a sudden I got the blue screen of death, so I'm trying to see if I can get it to reboot and come back up. So this is one of the things you kind of do on the fly, and you have a backup plan. So luckily I didn't leave you guys hanging. So, all right, hopefully there's maybe one or two other members and guests out there. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, basically going without a script, so this is going to be interesting. Okay, are there any questions, comments, or queries? This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. All right, yeah, I tell you what, I guess I'll give my exciting story for the day. I took a little trip down to Hancock and got to hang out with my good friend. It was his birthday today. We wanted to go down there, so we took a ride down and came back. So we're actually right next to Pennsylvania border, so that was kind of neat. And then it was about 20, 21 degrees. I think that was our high. So, you know, like I say, I got about 11 here right now at my fashionable upper midtown pad. So, yeah, and, you know, trying to reboot the computer here, I didn't ever have one of those happen like that right in the middle of everything. So, like I say, I'm kind of winging it here. Any other questions, comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, with nothing else being heard, I tell you what, I will close this net down. It's 9:21 p.m. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. N2KPR Rich and KD2JWC Matt, K3TFB Bill, N2PFM George, and hopefully we'll be able to get with KD2KAM Tom, because I talked with him earlier on the Lowville net. Actually, it was after the net, so that was kind of nice. So. All right, thanks you guys for checking in. I'm going to return the repeater to regular amateur radio use, and I will say KD2FBM 73, I am going to be clear. K3TFB and KD2JWC, this is KD2FBM. You guys still hanging in there?
KD2FBM, KA3TF and a B, I sure am there. And thanks for taking the net there and standing on the home plate, hitting the home run. Wasn't sure if anybody was going to pick the net up, but again, very much thanks. Hey, now, on this other issue that I've been watching him, he looks like he's trying to log on with two different IDs. His ID keeps changing, so he might have two pieces of equipment on. And what will happen there is they'll time each other out. One will swing to the other one without you knowing it. And the only way you know it, someone's watching, and his ID keeps changing from capital letters to small letters, which indicates to me that there's two pieces of equipment powered on at the same time. And he may not realize that the software will toggle one from the other and time them out. So when he's on one, you can hear the repeater make that hum noise. And then when he goes to the other one, it times the other one out. So not really sure. But I'll give it back to you there, Mr. Kevin James. And KA3TFB, over.
Okay, yeah, he may have been working with two different devices, so yeah, that's highly possible what he was doing there. And he and I were chatting on the Lowville repeater, and he was having some audio issues, so I'm thinking he may have been trying to make some adjustments and whatnot. So, all right, KD2JWC, KD2FBM here. What do you think of that flying by the seat of my pants on that one?
KD2FBM, KD2JWC. Yeah, you did very good. I'm impressed. Sounds like you've done stuff like that before. No, maybe on the radio, maybe DJing. Yeah, or maybe other incidences like, you know, calls or something where you had to actually just try to pick up because something happened or something went wrong. And also wanted to say hello to KA3TFB. How you doing down there? And sorry about that. I went ahead of you. And in the check-ins, my phone wasn't showing, only Kevin and me and the node, the Echo Link node. Hope all is well down there. And I'll say stay warm, even though you're quite a bit warmer than we are. KD2JWC.
KD2DWC, I think it is. KA3TFB, anyhow, Matt. Yeah, it is a little warmer. We're getting a climb here. We're at our lowest temperature. We bottomed out this morning around 7 degrees. That's very cold. Of course, we could go below zero, too, and that's extremely cold. But, you know, we don't want anybody's plumbing to freeze up and the cars don't start and they have 50-weight oil in them, you know, and you know how it is. Update you on that fire yesterday that I told you about that was happening. It's believed that that man got off the roof, okay, because him and two other youth besides himself were, the Red Cross was called and to put them up in a home somewhere. I don't know how bad the fire was. I just not there to see it. But what a miserable time for that to happen, you know, and then you have to shut everything off in the house and, you know, freezing pipes and animals and whatever else can hit you hard. But thanks for calling, and Mr. Matt, and we'll give it back to Mr. Kevin James there in KA3TFB. Over.
FPM, I got the computer rebooted here, so I'm actually back up on the computer. So whatever issue it had, it burped and kind of went blue, and then that was it. So now I'm back on. So I wanted to see if I could get it back up and running again. So seems to be happy, so I'm not going to complain. Yeah, Matt, actually, I got to tell you something funny. I guess there was one night when I was DJing at the skating rink. The CD player that we had been using for years, all of a sudden it just got tired, and one side just totally went out. And we had the replacement one sitting in storage, and I remember frantically trying to get a hold of Fred to get that thing out. And I ended up kind of dangling the thing, wiring it in, talking on the microphone, changing the directions of the skaters on the skate floor, had everything plugged in, 1, 2, 3, slapped the disc in, and voila, I was back in. And no one really knew what I was doing. They just knew the music kept going. All right, it's KD2FBM.
KD2JWC. Oh, yeah, that might have been one of the nights that you were there dancing around while you were playing music and talking. I remember seeing quite a few of those. I'm actually surprised I can remember that far back. sometimes that happens, I guess. But, yeah, you did good. It's always good when you can take and straighten everything out when something goes oops or, you know, changes direction on you all of a sudden. And thank you for the update, KA3TFB. Hopefully everything all stays well down there for you, and I will catch you hopefully tomorrow night on the net. Hopefully we'll be done our fire meeting on time, within a decent time tomorrow night. This is KD2JWC.
KD2JWC, KA3TFB. Alrighty, my friend, take care. Remember, your most important asset in fire company operations is your people. They are the most important. You can have all the modern equipment in the world and not have anyone be able to drive it out of the fire hall, take it anywhere. You know, you can have things that are chrome-plated, diamond-plated, you know, and gold or whatever else, and no one there to drive it, move it, toss it, whatever. And your people are your most important assets. All right, top of the day to you, my friend, and nighty-night to you. And Mr. Kevin James, I'm going to say bid you 7-3s to everyone. There may be those listening that have a scanner that I can't really talk to, but I'm sure without any doubt that there's people out there. I want to bid them a 73 also. So on your final, we'll listen, but we won't say anything. And we'll be logging off here shortly on the EchoLink system from KA3TFB. Back over to you, Mr. Kevin James, sir.
All right, yeah, I know we better clear out of here because Octen is just getting started on the 145.170, and I'm pretty sure either Jack or Mark or someone will probably be up here to check this repeater here momentarily, probably within about 5 to 10 minutes. So tell you what, let's not tie this down because I know we got to get back to the 8.5 down here, the 146.850, you know, Matt and I do a check-in for Octen. So I'll tell you what, I will say 7-3. KD2FPM is going to be clearing this repeater, and as always, thank you for the use of EchoLink. It's very much appreciated. Until hopefully tomorrow night, we'll be clear.
Alrighty, this is KD2JWC. Thank you all, as Kevin said, for the use of the repeater and EchoLink. And 7-3s to everyone still listening and monitoring, and I will be clear of this repeater, KD2JWC.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. And check in then, please.
And to KPS.
Again, into KPF. Oh, Mitch, thank you for checking in tonight. Much appreciated. The timing was perfect the other night. They'd give us time for that Rochester 655 for their tail to drop. Okay, any other stations that would like to check in to Octen tonight after the tail drops, please? Stations for Octen tonight, with or without traffic. Rich, thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.
Into KPF.
Delta 2 jet and say hi to Carol. Enter KPL.
This is KD2FPM on frequency.